welcome to the podcast. I'm here with my friend Brian Chu. So you listened to the Height Tyler convo. Where are you on that?
Yes. I just finished like a few hours ago.
Yeah. And well, where are you? Like, what do you think about it?
Oh, I see. I think you saw my post about this. I think that the way people kind of evaluate the benefits, the costs and benefits of social media are pretty crazy. Mostly because they ignore benefits to the positive tail, to people who are already kind of capable, who are, you know, smart people, either independent researchers or not independent, you know, many people with like official affiliations, OpenAI, Anthropic, so on, who get connected, who get informed about the latest research, who have just much better networks, much higher quality networks because of social media. And many people who kind of post their findings online and who wouldn't get traction otherwise, that these represent like a non-trivial fraction of like hires at major AI companies and major companies in general. And people overlook this because, you know, both progressives, they don't care about people who are, you know, privileged, who are already successful. And also, you know, a lot of normies don't really see how this translates into their everyday lives through, you know, better products, better, more scientific breakthroughs, so on. And so, like, maybe Height is kind of correct about the downsides of social media, but he's definitely, like, wildly overlooking the benefits.
Yeah, I think that's true, but I don't know. Like, yeah, that's a nice sort of, like, anti-egalitarian take. And then Tyler, you know, it was a very good back and forth. Tyler says, you know, the kids on emergent ventures are smarter than better than ever. And Hyde says, maybe they just find you easier because of the internet, which makes a lot of sense. But the, you know, the idea that, yeah, I mean, the question is, what is Hyde? I was trying to get at that. I haven't read his book, but what is Hyde actually? I try to get a hint of what he actually wants.
So I'm pretty sure his new book isn't out yet. Do you have an advanced copy? I don't have an advanced
copy. No, I don't have an advanced copy. I assumed it was out, but okay. So, you know, whatever. I think his view, I think he's raising awareness. I think raising awareness that like there are some indications, I think this is bad for some people, is good. I think that Tyler tried to pin him down on the policy he wants. I mean, it's horrifying. You know, Hyde tried to, or Haidt, however you say his name, tried to frame it as like, you know, like a sort of a less interventionist process. Like, oh, right now the social media companies have, you can't sue them for building an addictive product. Children cannot enter contracts. So let's just apply this rule that children cannot enter contracts. But that's just, I just found that weak. It's taking a government intervention. He's taking the regulatory state, the super interventionist regulatory state with like, you know, all these problems where you can sue anyone for anything, anytime and bankrupt companies over nonsense and pressure them over nonsense. He's taking that and saying we should apply that to social media, which I don't think is good. I think social media and the internet in general has been more of a sort of libertarian space. So he's arguing for like treating it like everyone else, but that's going in a more statist direction. The idea that like, it's, you know, the idea that companies are going to make it a default that kids can't have social media accounts. I find that horrifying. I think that that is an overreaction. I think that it's probably, you know, it's probably not, it's, you know, could it work? Could it not work? I don't know, but there, you know, it might work or might not. It's going to have probably negative downstream effects. I just don't think that we have the wisdom to really understand like how we should be directing this technology. Like, I just don't believe in government. I mean, I just think it's stupid, right?
Yeah. I mean, the way I look at it is that there's like an ideal government, right? And the ideal government could probably do like some of Height's suggestions in like a targeted way. Like someone in the replies to my post said like, okay, what about like just Instagram? Right. And like maybe that would work, right? I do think, like, I don't know, there's probably some, like, science founder who's, like, posting their, like, physical products on Instagram and getting traction that way. But that's, like, less of it, right? The image medium, it's weird. Like, video and text are both very good for advancing, like, actual interesting things for people who care. But, like, maybe images are like, the sweet spot where it's, like, actually mostly just used or for, TikTok, stupid stuff.
Which is short reels. Like, that, yeah. I don't see
I mean, TikTok may just get banned for, like, national security reasons, yeah. Right?
No, I'm not too concerned about that. You hear about this? Yeah, of course. I'm not too concerned about that. I mean, I think TikTok sort of sucks. I mean, I don't see the great benefit of it. And I think the Chinese, I'm convinced those arguments are correct. And there's no major loss anyway. So yeah, I'm not against the TikTok ban. But yeah.
Yeah. I don't like to paint these things with too broad of a brush when it comes to the kind of, like, moral level. On the kind of policy level, I mean, even more so now that I actually get, you know, not necessarily a lens into social media policy, but a lens into, like, AI policy making. And it every time one of these bills comes around, it's always like this, it's a snowball that, like, rolls downhill and attracts all sorts of extraneous provisions. And how are they going to define social media? Are they just going to define it as, like, a large network service? Right? Is this going to, like, ban kids from, or is it going to ban kids from Twitter? Is it going to ban kids from, like, YouTube?
Yeah.
It's, like, pretty unpredictable.
Yeah. I mean, it's so stupid. I mean, the kids will just sign in with their parents' account. I mean, like, maybe you create a default where you nudge people in a direction where the kids are less likely to use it. But, like, my kids watch, like, kids shows on my account. They don't have their own YouTube account.
Yeah, well, that's, like, the current policy, right? Hyde is trying to make, you know, stricter age verification.
The current policy.
Oh, yeah, or like, not like current government policy per se, but, like, Facebook says, like, if you're, like, under 13, I believe, you're not allowed to have a Facebook account. It says, you know, when you sign up, are you over 13?
Yeah. He just wants government to be more serious, and it's sort of stringent in its regulations and its enforcement. But yeah, I mean, government's so stupid. Like, you watch those hearings and you're like, you have blood on your hands, Mr. Zuckerberg. It's, you're right. These things become like, there's always like, just like a grab bag of things. There's like this labor thing. There's like the safetyist thing. There's this DEI thing. And like, whatever you're like making laws, you're just like incorporating all this just nonsense that people have as hobby horses. I mean, the privacy stuff is just so stupid. Like, you know, you want to do the privacy thing and you want to use it as a say, oh, kids can't consent to giving away their data. I don't want government to regulate because the privacy concerns are just dumb. Like, who cares if Google tracks you? Like, I just have such contempt for these
arguments. Even like tracking is like not quite the right term. Like, I'm involved with this in terms of AI, and it's like, people are worried that, like, maybe for you and I, you know, if you ask Gemini, I'm sure it'll have opinions of you, at least, not so good opinions when it comes to Gemini. But I don't think for, like, ordinary people, like, if you're, like, an ordinary person who's interacting with ChatGPT, that's not getting, like, stored in the corpus, right? Your like, name is not getting stored in the corpus. The only thing that's relevant is, like, do you give this comment like a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Right. That's basically the thing that's it's being used for.
That's GPT, but like Google, you know, the way it works is they put your they have like, you know, they there's an algorithm.
Like the device ID stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just the tracking of your searches and so forth, and you're searching the web. That's just there's an algorithm that says this person wants to buy snow boots or something, right? And like, who cares? I mean, that's the privacy concern. It's algorithms, unthinking things that bring to your attention products that you might want or need. Like, there's these stupid right wingers. no offense to my readers, but they were commenting on my post. Very smart.
You know, you mean offense to your readers.
I do. if you're listening, but they're like, you saw the story where like Amazon like supposedly like locked a guy out of his house because he said something racist or something, and it was like some delivery
guy. Real?
Well, I don't. Who knows? I think it was. I think Amazon like went back on it and apologized because like there was a misunderstanding. Like the delivery man thought he made like a racial slur, and then they shut off his Amazon host. And then like Amazon right away said, I'm sorry. And then like these writers are like, oh, they're going to have your information. They're going to find out you're racist. And they're just going to like starve you or stop giving you medical care or like lock you out of your house. And it's like, no, like that's probably not going to happen. Like, you know, it was just because this one thing happened one time and then like Amazon, I don't know what the internal process of this was, but and then Amazon like reversed itself right away for this one situation does not mean that this is like a big, you know, you have to sort of take seriously probabilities of different kinds of threats. And so that's like a right-wing paranoid version. You have these left-wing people who care about privacy. And it's very dumb. But okay, yeah, I think we're in the same.
Yeah, it's interesting. I talked about this on a podcast with FAI, the legitimate privacy concern is like,
hey, what's FAI?
Foundation for American Innovation on the Dynamist podcast.
Okay,
which I am not affiliated with in any way, but. What was I saying? Yeah, so we were talking about privacy, and like the privacy concerns that I think are like real, that people actually care about, is like the Snowden stuff, right? It's like literally the U.S. government, and that's not really like the U.S. government can make a web crawler. Like Google is not the limiting factor in terms of like the U.S. government like surveilling you, and most of these. It's I like have a particular annoyance at like a lot of these like right wing electeds who will like, you know, we all know we're talking about Josh Hawley who will like endorse Lena Khan and endorse all of these like silly policies. And it's like, no, right. Like you're the number one threat to your privacy is, you know, stuff that is actively being done by like U.S. government policy. Nothing else is remotely close. Amazon is not remotely close. You know, all of these actions are like, if anything, giving more power to those people.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. I think we agree on this privacy stuff. So anyways, how's your time in Washington so far? You're doing
it's pretty good. It's way busier than I expected. But as I've been saying over and over again, because it's true, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah. So what are your days spent doing?
Meetings and writing. I think like the stereotype of DC is true. People need to like double it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So a lot of meetings, a lot of writing. So you're meeting with like who are you meeting with?
Three main categories, policy people, think tank people, staffers, and potential donors.
Yeah. And what do you think is the feel, sort of the vibe, as far as AI regulation? I think
people just want to fit it into their, you know, their existing political portfolio. Yeah. Like people who really care about like economic growth.
You have reached the end of the free recording for this episode of Clown Car. To listen to the rest of the episode, please consider becoming a paid subscriber.